that you couldn't get out. And this was an inland town. And, of course, you had to do most of your traveling by bus or train. And, of course, you still had 20 miles that you had to go to a bus. Now, sometimes we've had a bus through here.
Where would you go to get a bus then?
You had to go to Mammoth or Thayer. And I know, oh, some of the silly things you do. Girlfriend of mine and I was working here, and she was teaching. Now, she's one of the ones that went to the university, and her husband was in the service. And we decided that we had just spent as much time as we could in Salem with nothing to do. So we decided we'd go to Memphis. Well, that's when the trains were just filled with service people, and you stood up if you had to. She had a little car, and we went to Thayer in her car and left it at the railroad station. You didn't think a thing about it. You just took the key and left it open, and nobody would bother it. You wouldn't do that nowadays. And rode down there and sat on our suitcases in the aisles. Now, you wouldn't think just through here, but people going from Kansas City to Memphis and south, I guess.
Now, which train would that have been?
That was the Frisco. They had one north and one south, and besides the troop trains that went through.
And what did you do when you got to Memphis?
We just went down there to, let's see, we went out to the, they had a good zoo down there. We went out to the zoo. We went shopping. That was mainly to go shopping and do things like that. We went to the zoo. Went to two or three picture shows. We just spent one night, and we had a ball, came home.
And that was a big
thing. That was a big thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I know one time. I know the first thing that we'd ever seen any German war prisoners. They had two railroad stations down there. And one of them didn't have a very good restaurant, so we went over to the other one. We were getting ready to take the night train back. And we were eating supper, and they brought these German soldiers in there. And you can just, you know, we thought they were people that were not human beings. I mean, that's what you get to think from the propaganda that your own government gives you. And it was, in a way. Because, of course, Hitler and all that, whatever he stood for was something out of this world. We didn't understand it. But you realize, just looking at those poor people that were captured, they were just people. And in a way, you felt sorry for them, but you hated to admit to yourself that you had friends somewhere out and those soldiers were here and you had any sympathy for them. But they're just people.
When you look around at Salem today and think of the differences in the size of the community, the schools, various things, what seems to you the biggest changes that have occurred? They may not be the ones the most noticeable, of course. You've mentioned the fact that the kids from the country are the same as the kids from town now,
yes.
I understand. But what seems the big difference in the community or in the younger people?
Like it is everywhere, the kids have too much money. Mm-hmm. Their kids, the families, both the husband and the wife work so that they can give their kids money that they can go out and buy junk with that doesn't satisfy anything. They don't give them themselves. Mm-hmm. And they don't discipline them. Now, I think the pendulum is swinging back. I think a lot of kids that have been raised up in the last, let me say, it isn't 20 years, but in the last 10 years to 15 years, somewhere in that region, those that have been raised up by too lenient a parent are going to be parents that are going to keep more control on their kids. That's what I noticed most. Now, I didn't have a car until I went on my own, until I went to Little Rock and had worked 1 year. And my dad bought me a car with the understanding that I'd pay half of it and he'd pay half of it, and it was a secondhand car.
Now, was that after you taught school here that you...
Oh, yes. I taught school, had worked in selective service, and after I...